This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Zemprion CFC free inhaler with counter. Active ingredient, S. salbutamol sulfate. This leaflet provides important information about using Zemprion inhaler. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Zemprion inhaler. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Zemprion inhaler? Zemprion inhaler contains the active ingredient salbutamol sulfate. Zemprion inhaler is known as a bronchodilator, which opens up the breathing tubes in your lungs. Because your Zemprion inhaler gives fast relief from your chest symptoms, it is often called a reliever. Zemprion inhaler is used for the relief of bronchospasm in patients with asthma or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, and for relief against exercise-induced asthma and other stimuli known to induce bronchospasm. What should I know before I use Zemprion inhaler? Warnings. Do not use Zemprion inhaler if you are allergic to salbutamol sulfate or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. If you have an allergic reaction, for example skin rash, angioedema, sudden swelling under the skin, or a faint or dizzy feeling, you should stop using your Zemprion inhaler and tell your doctor or pharmacist immediately. If the expiry date, EXP printed on the pack, has passed. If the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. To stop a miscarriage or premature labor, check with your doctor if you are taking any other medicines, including those from the pharmacy and supermarket, have had to stop taking this or any other asthma medicine, are allergic to any medicine, are having treatment for a thyroid problem, are having treatment for high blood pressure, have or have had a heart problem, have or have had a liver problem, have or have had a kidney problem, have sugar diabetes, are breastfeeding, pregnant, or trying to become pregnant. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant, or if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Zemprion inhaler and affect how it works. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Zemprion inhaler. How do I use Zemprion inhaler? How much to use? You will find the instructions on how to use your Zemprion inhaler in the leaflet provided in the carton. As shown in the instruction leaflet, adults or children take one or two inhalations, repeated 4 hourly if required, or as directed by your doctor or pharmacist. If you are not sure, ask your doctor or pharmacist. Initial doses in the elderly may be lower than the recommended adult dose. If your Zemprion inhaler is new and you have not used it before, release 4 puffs into the air until the counter reads 200 to make sure that it works. If you have not used it for 5 days or more, or if you drop the inhaler, shake it well and release 2 puffs into the air to make sure that it works. Each time the inhaler is activated, the number on the counter will count down by 1. In some cases, dropping the inhaler may cause the counter to count down. Your doctor may tell you to take extra puffs of your Zemprion inhaler if your chest condition suddenly gets worse. If you take extra puffs and do not get relief, tell your doctor immediately. You should visit your doctor or pharmacist regularly to check that you are using your Zemprion inhaler in the right way. If you are not breathing the medicine incorrectly, the medicine may not be helping you as much as it could. If you find it difficult to breathe in and press your Zemprion inhaler at the same time, talk to your doctor or pharmacist. It may be better for you to use something called a spacer device with your Zemprion inhaler. Your doctor or pharmacist will explain what this is and how to use it. If you change the make of spacer you use, this may alter the amount of drug delivered to the lungs. You should let your doctor know if your asthma symptoms worsen. How to clean your Zemprion inhaler. Your Zemprion inhaler should be cleaned at least once a week. You may not see any medicine buildup on the inhaler, but it is important to keep it clean, so medicine buildup will not block the spray. 1. Remove the metal canister and hose counter from the plastic casing, actuator of the inhaler and remove the mouthpiece cover. 2. Rinse the actuator thoroughly under warm running water. 3. Turn the actuator upside down, and rinse again through the mouthpiece thoroughly under warm running water. 4. Shake off as much water from the actuator as you can. Look into the mouthpiece to make sure any medicine buildup has been completely washed away. If there is any buildup, repeat step 2 and step 3. 5. Dry the actuator thoroughly inside and out, such as overnight. 6. Replace the metal canister and the mouthpiece cover. Do not put the metal canister in water. If you forget to use Zemprion inhaler, if you forget to take a dose, do not worry. Just take the next dose at the normal time, or earlier if you become wheezy, or feel tight in the chest. If you use too much Zemprion inhaler, you should not take more than the number of puffs that you have been told. If you accidentally take more than recommended, you may notice that your heart is beating faster than usual, and that you feel shaky. You may also have a headache. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Centre Australia telephone 1-3-1-1-2-6 for advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Zemprion inhaler? Things you should do. Call your doctor straight away if your breathing suddenly becomes more difficult, just after you have used your Zemprion inhaler. Your Zemprion inhaler does not help your breathing as much as usual. The effect of your Zemprion inhaler does not last as long as usual, or lasts less than 3 hours. You need more puffs of your Zemprion inhaler to get relief. These may be signs that your chest condition is getting worse. Your doctor may decide to add another medicine to your treatment if your Zemprion inhaler is not having the same effect as before. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Zemprion inhaler. Things you should not do. Your Zemprion inhaler is only for you. You should not give this medicine to anyone else, even if their symptoms seem similar to yours. Do not use your Zemprion inhaler if the counter shows 000. When the counter shows 000, you must dispose of your Zemprion inhaler. Never try to alter the numbers on the counter or detach the counter from the metal canister. The counter cannot be reset and is permanently attached to the canister. Driving or using machines, Zemprion inhaler is not expected to have any effect on your ability to drive or use machines. Looking after your medicine. Straight after use, replace the mouthpiece cover firmly and click it into position. Keep your Zemprion inhaler in a place where children cannot reach it. Keep your Zemprion inhaler away from frost. Do not put it in the refrigerator. Keep your Zemprion inhaler away from bright sunlight. Keep your Zemprion inhaler away from heat. Store below 30 degrees Celsius. Do not leave it in the car on hot days. If your Zemprion inhaler becomes very cold, it may not work properly. To warm it, pull out the metal canister from its plastic holder and warm it in your hand for a few minutes. Do not warm the canister in any other way. Push the canister firmly back into its holder before using. Warning: the metal canister is pressurized. Do not expose to temperatures higher than 50 degrees Celsius. Do not burn it or puncture it, even when it is empty. When to discard your medicine, as relevant, you will find an expiry or use by date on the label of the metal canister. Do not use your Zemprion inhaler after this date. You can recycle the plastic casing and cap of your Zemprion inhaler with other plastic items, getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects: headache, nausea, shaky or tense feeling, warm feeling, mouth or throat irritation, muscle cramps, restlessness in children. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects: irregular or fast heartbeat. What to do? call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. If you notice any of these serious side effects, tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. WADS Amprion Inhaler contains active ingredient, main ingredient, salbutamol sulfate. Other ingredients, inactive ingredients, HFA-134a, a propellant. Potential allergens. Zamprion inhaler contains no other additives. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. Each puff contains 100 micrograms of salbutamol as sulfate. There are 200 puffs in each Zamprion puffer. WADS Amprion inhaler looks like Zamprion inhaler, OSTAR-335-999, consists of a plastic casing which contains a small metal canister. The casing has a mouthpiece which is covered by a cap. The canister has a counter attached to show how many puffs of medicine you have left. The number of puffs left will show through a window in the back of the plastic casing. Each time the canister is pressed, a puff of the medicine is released, and the counter will count down by one. Who distributes Zamprion inhaler? Alpha Farm Pty Limited, trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond, 30 to 34 Hickson Road, Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in June 2023. Trademarks are owned by or licensed to the GSK Group of Companies. 2023 GSK Group of Companies, or its licensor. Zamprion CFC _Counter_CMI_JUN23/00.